2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 11. As they were walking along, that is, Elijah and Elisha, and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 11. Now, what can I say about this? What is there to say about it? It's surely almost enough just to read it and stand open-mouthed at it. Here are these two men. They've crossed the Jordan. A miracle has been worked. Elijah's last miracle, crossing the Jordan, using the cloak. And they're walking along and they're talking together. Both men know that the hour of their separation has come. They know that Elijah's work is over. They know that Elisha's work is just beginning. Elisha has made his request. He wants a double portion of the spirit of Elijah. A difficult thing, Elijah said. Yet if you see me when I'm taken from you, he knows he's going to be taken. It will be yours. Otherwise not. And so Elisha has to fix his eyes upon Elijah. He mustn't lose sight of him. But they're talking. And suddenly out of a clear blue sky, as it were, horses drawing a chariot. Horses of fire and a chariot of fire gather up Elijah. And he goes up to heaven, not in a breeze, but in a whirlwind, in a furious eddy of wind. He's drawn up to heaven. Now, what do I say about this? Well, the only thing I can say is it's not extraordinary. It's unique. There's no case in Scripture like it. Not even Christ. Christ gets close to it, as it were. Very close to it. But it seems to be more dramatic here. But Christ, okay, the same. But Abraham didn't have it. Moses didn't have it. Paul didn't have it. David didn't have it. Peter didn't have it. None of these men had it. God seems to be saying something about Elijah. I see it as a vindication of this man. This is a man who stands for the prophets. I'll return to that in a further discourse. Elijah seems to be the representative prophet, like Moses had the representative law. And his death was remarkable too, but not so dramatic as this. It seems to me that God is saying something to Elisha, and not just to Elisha, but to the prophets too. They're watching, the 50 prophets, they're watching. You read that day in verse 7. They're standing there, they're watching, they see what's going on. And it's all recorded. And so we're seeing what's going on here. And what is going on? God is saying, I'm putting my stamp of approval on Elijah. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let's go back very briefly, very quickly. Let's run over this man's life. Let's see him standing for God, standing alone, confronting evil, confronting wickedness, confronting idolatry, confronting the false prophets, confronting an evil king and his evil wife, standing there alone. See him through famine, through setback and disappointment. See him through fear and depression and doubt, anxiety. See him a frail man, but a man willing to confront and stand for God and preach the truth and vindicate the name of the Lord and pray to God in public for the opening of God's glory to the men and women around him. And see how God has used him and helped him. He's a strange man. He's a lonely man. He's an odd man. He's an eccentric. But he's stood for God. He hasn't gone with the crowd. He hasn't gone the soft and easy way. He's come before Ahab and Jezebel and the prophets of Baal and the false kings like Ahaziah going after the Beelzebubs and so on. And what has he done? He stood for God, and God is saying, this man is my man. This man's work is my work, and I vindicate him. I honored him. I gave him this glorious exit from the world and the glorious entrance into glory. As Bunyan says in The Pilgrim's Progress, the trumpets sounded for him on the other side. All the trumpets. Well, all the trumpets sound here, it seems. The chariot and horses of fire. What do I draw from this, my friend? Well, I'm not a prophet. I'm not Elijah. But I am a weak man. And rightly or wrongly, I do believe it's my view anyway. I might be wrong, but I am to preach the gospel. And I want to copy and walk in the steps of this man. You see, he is a confronter of evil, a confronter of evil men. He is a bold, fearless. No, he's full of fears in himself. But when he stands for God, he speaks the word of God. Come what may, let the heavens fall, but this man will stand. In himself, he is a weak and powerless and useless and helpless man. But when the Spirit of God is upon him, mighty, 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 powerful. I live in a time, my friend, when to take Elijah's stamp and stand is to mark one out as an oddball. Well, so be it. Do you know, today we live in a time when apparently the best way to preach the gospel is to feed the sinner with coffee and popcorn, to give him a cream tea, and hope somehow or another that he might just take in something or other. Can you see Elijah doing that? Can you see Paul doing that? Can you see Christ doing that? I can't. Not for the life of me. And God give me the stamp, not of the men of this time selling Christ and selling him with soft soap and popcorn and coffee and cream teas and days out and pleasure trips and so on. None of that. Let's have Christ preached. Let's have sin confronted, and let's have it confronted in power. Love, yes. Grace, yes. Mercy, forgiveness, yes. But power, grip, and authority by the Spirit of God. I believe God has vindicated Elijah here, and I'm going to walk in the steps of it by God's grace. May he help me. May he help you, brother and sister, in our stand for Christ, to go the way of Elijah and not the way of the merchants selling Christ today. None of that. Let's be up and standing for Christ. Elijah did in his day. What came, come what may, he stood for Christ. May we have the same grip and power and spirit. As for the vindication, I believe it still stands. Those that honor me, I will honor, says God. That's the hope I have. Brother and sister, let it be your hope. Let us learn from this passage. As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Enoch did not see death, but his end was not so dramatic as this. Learn from it, brother. Learn from it, sister. I want to. And may we walk in the ways of Elijah and not the ways of the men of today. Amen.